As Aisling Murphy is laid to rest this morning, Gardaí are still waiting to interview a man who remains in a Dublin hospital with wounds after presenting there last Thursday. And it comes as Gardaí issued the fresh appeal for information last night. Let's get the latest on the investigation now. And I'm joined on the line by Ali Bracken, journalist with the Sunday Independent. Ali, thank you very much for joining us. So Gardaí are hoping to interview this person of interest today, is it, once they're given the go-ahead from the medical team at the hospital?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. I think really as the country now kind of prepares to watch the funeral and what's the events going on in Tullamore, Garda investigators are really kind of intensifying their efforts in terms of speaking to the chief suspect, who I believe they would be hopeful that they will speak to him today. But Garda are really reliant on medics giving the green light and saying that this person who is suffering from some self-inflicted injuries, that he's fit to be interviewed. So really, Gardaí are doing everything they can in the background since Thursday evening, really, to gather all the evidence they need so that they have a lot of things to put to this man in question.
Because
so they're kind of getting all their all their ducks in a row, I suppose.
The Gardaí, I don't mean to interrupt you there, but the Gardaí, the problem is that they have a limited time to question this man once he is arrested. So they've got to be very sure that his medical situation allows for that questioning period to go ahead. Is that right?
Yeah, like they can't interview him until doctors say that he is fit to be interviewed, so that nothing will happen until that green light is given by medics.
And this appeal, which was issued by Gardaí yesterday evening, it was quite detailed. What was in there of significance in your view?
They again are looking for information about this particular, but an individual wearing black clothing, without a hoodie, a tracksuit essentially, with a large white stripe and writing on the side. So they're still really seeking as many people who may have seen this individual to come forward. They still are really seeking a lot of witnesses at the moment as well.
And it was interesting too that they said to people, if you were only thinking about the bike, the distinctive Falcon Storm bike, take that out of your mind, if you like, and think about what else you might have seen.
Well, that's it. And that obviously could be Aisling herself. It could have been perhaps when the suspect was on foot. He might not necessarily have been on a bike for the duration of the time period they believe he spent in and around the canal where Aisling was murdered. So they want people to not think of things in one particular way. There could be a very small piece of information that someone could have that they don't believe is relevant, but could in fact be another kind of piece of the puzzle that Gardaí are trying to put together in terms of the suspect's movements on that day.
And we know there's been a lot of Garda activity. Garda divers have been deployed, but also this sealing off of a bottle bank for inspection. What do you know about that?
Well, Gardaí haven't ruled out that a weapon may have been used in this attack. So I believe that some of those searches are potentially linked to that. But also clothing, lots of information, like they've been searching huge areas in and around the canal in search of anything that could forensically link the suspect to the crime.
And the use of the Garda divers, that may be in connection with this search potentially for a weapon.
Yeah, that would be my belief as well, that's why they have been utilised also, yes, in search of a potential weapon. But you see, the issue is, Claire, they're trying to keep things relatively quiet from an investigation point of view because they still haven't had the opportunity to put anything to this suspect yet, because he does remain in hospital at the moment. But I'd be surprised if there wasn't some significant developments in the next today at some point. I would be surprised if there wasn't some developments with the chief suspect and Garda involvement with him.
And also in terms of that Garda investigation, it's going beyond this country because Gardaí are liaising with international law enforcement as well.
Yeah, like this man lived abroad and at various points in his life, and Gardaí are just trying to establish if he may have previously come to attention of other police for any kind of crime, because he hasn't come to attention to Gardaí here much at all. Gardaí were very surprised by him emerging as a suspect because he doesn't have a history of serious violence whatsoever, let alone anything as serious as the murder of a woman. Mm-hmm. So they're just trying to piece together, was there anything in his younger background that could point to to any issues where he could have shown extreme violence in the past.
And that Garda statement last night, it went on at great length, asking people, pleading with people to stop sharing information on social media, including on private messaging groups. And they said, not only are they misinformed, inaccurate and dangerous, they're unhelpful to the criminal investigation. Why are the guards saying that?
Well, I think we saw with the, as everybody knows, there was an original suspect who was arrested very shortly after this crime. Within an hour, he was arrested and he was at one point the suspect for Aisling's murder. While he was being questioned, his image was being widely shared. And then it emerged that actually this man, this innocent Romanian man who has spoken publicly since, had nothing to do with this whatsoever. But because of the kind of furore around the entire case, his picture was being widely shared among the general public. And then Gardaí had a real fear when they had to release this man from custody that he could be lynched, essentially, because he'd been named and blamed online as Aisling's killer. So, unfortunately, the same thing is actually happening with this current suspect, is that he, again, his image is being widely shared, and there's a big concern around that this person is being vilified and you know, he hasn't even been questioned yet. Mm-hmm. And these are the kind of things that shouldn't happen. We've seen it happen in other high-profile cases where the images of the suspects are being circulated. And it's a dangerous precedent, really, while Gardaí are still trying to speak to this man about this crime.
Right. Well, let's see what developments emerge today. Ali, thanks very much for that update. Ali Bracken there, journalist with the Sunday Independent. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.